What moves you? Injustice should move you and me to take action. You see, it's different for every person. Some of you are moved by abortion and you want to give the voice to the unborn. Some of you are mad about prejudice and racial injustice. The George Floyd video has ignited such a hotbed of anger around the world. Or maybe it's a human trafficking problem. It's a modern slavery movement. Psalm 11:7 says, it gives us such hope. Psalm 11:7 gives us hope that God cares about injustice and those who battle it. For the Lord is righteous. He loves justice. The upright will see his face. You see, the Lord is just, and he will reward you for fighting injustice. My wife's been moved by the human trafficking problem. She had no personal experience as a prostitute or training as a social worker, but you see, I married a good woman. She was a good girl, you might say, and I was somewhat of a bad boy. God forgave me and gave me a second chance. I've discovered that God can move on a heart to fight injustice. One day, Denise shared her burden for these girls that had been caught in the sex industry. She started to pray for just one. God, give me one. Then another came, then another came. Their lives were shattered by abuse and pain. Each one desperately cried out for help, but there seemed to be no help for them. But my Denise started a Bible study, and these girls, their lives started to change. And one day they asked to burn their old sex clothes and toys in one of our dumpsters. One woman was moved to help forgotten and abused women. What moves you to compassion? 1 John 3:17 talks about the need to respond to a need. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Wow. When you find a heart to care, you will be moved to take action. And lives will change. Because you're a miracle. And I'm Paul Mark Goulet.